Well, I kind of feel sorry for him, Kingfish.
You do look pitiful sitting in there, don't it?
All right, out this way, fellas.
Thank you, mister, for letting us out. Thank you, sir.
Much obliged to you, mister. Thank you, sir.
Come on, let's get out of this place. Boy, I don't like it around here.
I agree with you, Brother Andy. This here is a bad place to even visit.
This fresh air. Boy, that smells good, don't it? Oh, Amos. We has got to do something for him, Kingfish.
Well, we used to have some rich brothers in the lodge, but they has done dropped out. I wish the lodge could go as bail, that's what I wish.
How much is his bail? I don't think they done recited on how much it is yet, is it? They got him charged with robbery.
I hear that he was charged with grand larceny.
You hear what, Kingfish?
I say I hear that Amos is charged with grand larceny. He was a copper leader.
He was?
He was a copper leader to the robbery, but they are charging him with grand larceny, just the same.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Who is this coming down the street here?
Well, here comes Sylvester, that's who that is.
Do Sylvester know that Amos is in jail?
Yeah, I was talking to Sylvester this morning and told him that Amos was in jail, but I told him not to say nothing about it to Mr. Taylor. Because I know that Amos didn't want Mr. Taylor to know nothing about it. Hello there, Sylvester.
Hello, Sylvester.
Hello, Miss Anders. Hello, Miss Kingfish.
What you got in the package there, Sylvester?
Well, I tell you, Miss Anders, Mama fixed up a fried chicken for Mr. Amos, and I was just taking it down to the jail.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Sylvester, that was nice of your mama to fix up a fried chicken for Amos.
Yeah, I should say so. It ain't so bad being in jail if you're going to get fried chicken.
I know that Mr. Amos would like some fried chicken, so I asked Mama to fix it up for him. I got a bucket of soup here for him, too.
I believe I can smell it.
Well, you better go ahead, Sylvester, while that stuff is hot.
You didn't tell Mr. Taylor nothing about Amos being in jail, did you, Sylvester?
Oh, no, sir, no, sir. I ain't told him nothing about it.
Well, Sylvester, you go ahead and take Amos that soup and chicken.
And in case that he don't eat everything, Sylvester, why, you might drop by the taxi cab office with him. I might eat a bowl of homemade soup myself or nibble on a piece of that chicken.
All right, Mr. Andy. I'll see you gentlemen later.
So long. So long, Sylvester.
So long, Sylvester. So long.
That soup. Boy, that certainly did smell good.
Yeah, I could smell that soup myself, Andy.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I smelled that soup all the time he was standing here. It smelled good. Something in there smelled good, I know that.
You know, Brother Andy, I was just thinking here. There's poor Amos down in jail there.
Yeah.
We've got to raise some money and get Amos out of this mess that he's in.
Yeah, that's right. I ain't holding nothing myself, though, Kingfish. I don't know what I'm going to do about it.
Well, we might put on a drive at the lodge hall, but I don't know if them brothers down there would give us anything or not. You know, I kind of feel sorry for Amos. I know that boy ain't done nothing. And this here thing is a serious thing.
He is always getting in some kind of trouble, though. I don't know what I'm going to do with Amos. Now he is charged with grand larceny. Boy, that's a mess, all right.
You know, Andy, we might get them slot machines for the lodge hall and see if we can make some money and go Amos's bail.
You put 36 slot machines in that lodge hall and somebody's going to have to go our bail. We better figure out something else famous besides that.
I said you were right.
Well, good evening.
Hello.
Too bad about your partner. You know, he looked like a pretty honest fellow to me.
Yeah, he is honest, too.
Well, it looks pretty bad for the kid now.
Oh, he'll be all right.
You know, I was just wondering if I could do anything to help him out. Seems a shame that they got to keep him locked up like that. But, you know, when they get hold of a crook, they keep him pretty well guarded.
Don't call him no crook now. He ain't no crook.
I was talking to some of the boys down at the city hall, and they, way they talk down there, looks like the kid's going to do a stretch for that, you know it?
We has been trying to keep it out of the paper. Amos don't want nobody to know about it. Some of the boys know about it, but we is trying to keep it as quiet as we can, you see.
Well, it's too bad I didn't know that sooner. I happened to run into Ruby Taylor's old man, and I told him all about it.
You ain't done told Mr. Taylor about that, is you?
Say, I thought everybody knew that. What's the use of trying to hide something? He's going to find it out sooner or later anyway, ain't he?
Well, well, come on in, Kingfish. How is you?
Well, Brother Andy, how is you? And here's my good friend Earl Dixon.
Yeah, I just dropped over to see if I could do anything to help the kid out.
Well, he needs some help, all right, Dixon. He needs some help, all right.
Yeah, but you don't have to help him, Dixon. You just forget about him. That's all you got to do.
Well, you ain't getting sore just because I come over here to try to help him out, are you?
No, I ain't getting sore, no. But I don't like the way you call him a crook, that's all. He ain't no crook.
Well, if they catch a guy stealing furs, what is it? He can't be nothing but a crook.
He ain't no more crook than a lot of people that I know.
So you ain't talking about me, are you, boy?
Just a minute now, boys. Just a minute now. Dixon, you better go on over to the Easy Riding Taxi Cab Company before you boys start fighting around here.
Yeah, well, all right. But I don't want Andy to get sore about nothing.
Listen, Dixon. Me and you don't get along together, so the best thing for you to do is to stay on the other side of the street. You hear that?
All right. If you want to act that way about it, all right. Let him stay in jail. What do I care?
Now, sit down, Brother Andy. Sit down. Let him go. Don't get all excited about nothing.
Well, he come round here calling Amos a crook. That's what he done. I'll pop him in his head if he don't shut up. Amos ain't no more crook than he is. Maybe he's a crook himself.
Well, Brother Andy, Dixon is one of them smart boys, you know.
Yeah, well, he don't have to get smart round me.
Well, if it ain't, there ain't no use to start no fight, though. Remember that we is all brothers in that great fraternity, the Mystic Knights of the Sea. Well, wait a minute, Brother Andy. Maybe that's my lawyer calling me now. Better let me answer the phone. I told him to call up here.
Well, go ahead. You answer. Go ahead.
Hello? Oh, this is the Kingfish talking. Oh, hello, Ruby. You want to talk to Andy? Well, just a minute, Ruby. Hold the telephone. Here's Ruby Taylor, Andy.
Hello. Well, everything is about the same, Ruby. Yeah, I was down to see him a while ago. Oh, Amos is feeling all right. He's crying and carrying on. Well, I tell you, I think your papa already knows about it now.
Ruby Taylor's papa don't know about this, do he?
Well, I tell you, Ruby, this fellow Earl Dixon told your papa. Well, wait till you talk to your papa. Don't you tell him, though, but I think Earl Dixon has done told him. See if your papa say anything to you about it.
Well, that was a dirty trick.
Well, Ruby, it ain't no use for you to worry about it. No, no, I wouldn't worry if I was you. Nothing to worry about. He'll get out of it all right. Yeah, sure, he'll get out of it all right. Yeah, what's that? What's that you say? I can't hear you. Oh, sure. We all know that he ain't done nothing. Yeah, I'll see him again today. If they won't let me in to see him, though, I'll see him the first thing in the morning. Did you write him a letter? Well, that's good. That's good.
Yeah, that will cheer him up.
Yeah, I think the Kingfish has got the lawyer.
Oh, yeah, I got a good lawyer.
Yeah, he's a pretty good lawyer. All right, Ruby, I'll call you up as soon as I hear anything. Yeah, all right. Goodbye.
Well, Ruby Taylor's certainly sweet about this thing, ain't she?
I didn't know that Ruby Taylor thought so much of Amos.
Oh, that gal is word, Andy. Now listen, Brother Andy. We has got to figure out some way to get Amos out of this thing. You know, according to the bylaws of the Lodge, if Amos is in trouble and he gives the distress signal, we has got to come right in and help him.
Yeah, but them brothers down that lodge hall ain't going to do nothing.
I could call a special meeting and have all the brothers come down and tell them what has done happened, and we might get the brothers to chip in, but I don't guess they get over $2 out the whole crowd of them.
The best thing for us to do, if Mr. Taylor know about it, is to get Mr. Taylor to go his bail. That's what we got to do.
Well, that is the question.
As I see the situation, it looks bad. It's a big proposition, all right. We just got to figure and figure.
Yeah, but the only trouble is, Brother Andy, Amos is in jail while we are figuring, and the boy wants to get out of there.
Well, I ain't got no money.
And I hear that they're going to confiscate the automobile.
They're going to do what to it?
The police is going to take it away from you. They're going to confiscate it. You see, I believe that's the word.
Well, they got the car down at the police station now. They won't give it to me.
Oh, they're going to hold the automobile for evidence, you see.
I'm going to have to borrow $2-3 around here to eat on, too, till Amos gets out, you know it.
Well, I ain't holding nothing myself. I guess we can scrape up $2-3 for you, though, if you get stuck.
Amos is in jail, but he's eating. Look like I ain't gonna be eating if I don't get some money around here.
Well, I bet that's the lawyer calling up right now.
Wait a minute. Hello. Fresh Air Taxi Cab Company talking. Oh, yes, sir. The Kingfish. Yes, sir. Just a minute. Hold the phone. He's right here. Here you is, Kingfish.
Hello? Oh, hello, Miss Wagner. Oh, yes, sir. This here is the Kingfish talking. Yes, sir. We have been talking it over.
That's all we've been doing.
Well, I ain't told Andy about the attorney's fee.
Whose fee?
Hold the phone. I'll speak to him right now.
What's the matter? What's the matter?
By the way, Andy, this lawyer here, Miss Wagner, wants to know who's going to pay the attorney's fee, you see. He's going to make a charge for this.
Well, let him charge it.
Yeah, but he's got to charge it to somebody.
Well, don't charge it to me, because I'll be in jail, too, if they charge anything.
Well, what can I tell Mr. Wagner here? He's holding the phone.
Tell him goodbye.
Hello, Miss Wagner. Sorry to keep you waiting. I just requested the proposition with Brother Brown, and Brother Brown is going to reconsider your proposition.
Don't tell him that I'm going to do nothing.
What's that? Oh, yes, sir. He's in jail now. Oh, yeah, you want $50 before you start the case, you say.
I don't know where he's going to get it from.
Oh, yes, sir. Brother Brown is going to take that up with you. All right, Miss Wagner. Oh, yes, sir, you hear from us. All right, sir. Goodbye.
What'd he say?
He say before he can do anything to help Amos at all, He has got to have $50. Now, what do you think of it?
Well, all I can say is, poor Amos. Well, Mr. Taylor, if you hadn't signed them papers, I don't know how we was going to get Amos out here.
Well, I hope that Amos won't be embarrassed when he knows that I've arranged for his bail.
Well, Amos didn't want you to know nothing about it, you see.
Yes, I can imagine how Amos feels about it, but if Amos is innocent, which I believe he is, he shouldn't feel worried the least bit.
Well, I tell you, Mr. Taylor, I don't believe Amos had nothing to do with this thing. I've been living with him a long time now, and I know him as well as anybody could know him. I don't think he would do nothing like that, no.
No, Andy, I don't believe Amos would do a thing like that. I believe Amos is innocent, too. Possibly a victim of circumstances. Although it does look very bad for him.
Oh, yeah, it do look bad for him, all right. I'd hate to be in his place right now.
By the way, Andy, does Amos have a lawyer?
Yes, sir. The Kingfish done arranged to get the lawyer. But this lawyer won't start on the thing till he gets $50.
Well, you can't blame the lawyer for that. Now, here. Take that.
What is this?
Here is $50. It's not necessary to tell Amos that I paid this $50, but you give this to the lawyer so that he can proceed with the case. Just be certain that the lawyer who is defending Amos is a good lawyer.
Oh, the Kingfish say that he is a good lawyer, all right. Yes, sir.
Well, now you turn that $50 over to the lawyer, and if you find he is not satisfactory, you let me know, and I'll get another lawyer for him.
Well, that certainly is nice of you to pay the $50. I know Amos would appreciate it, all right.
But it's not necessary to tell Amos where the money came from.
This here's brand new money, too, ain't it? This here's pretty-looking stuff. I like $20 bills.
Now, if Amos needs more money for his defense, you tell the lawyer to come to see me, and I'll talk it over with him. But don't let Amos know where the money is coming from.
Oh, I ain't going to tell Amos nothing, Mr. Taylor. Don't worry about that.
It seems to me that they are taking an awful lot of time to release Amos. I've signed the papers, and it seems to me he should be out by now.
Yes, sir. The man told us to wait here in the waiting room that he was going to get him.
Well, perhaps they're investigating me. They wanted to know if I owned any property, and maybe that's what they're checking up on now.
You know, Mr. Taylor, I can't help but feel sorry for Amos.
Yes, Andy, it's very unfortunate. And, of course, Amos is embarrassed on account of Ruby. Ruby has been trying to keep it away from me, and it's caused quite a bit of embarrassment all the way around.
You found out from this here fella Earl Dixon, didn't you, Mr. Taylor?
Yes, I believe he is the one that told me about it. He seems to think that Amos is guilty.
I ain't got no use for him.
You know anything about this Earl Dixon man?
No, sir. All I know about him is that he opened up the Easy Riding Taxi Cab Company across the street from us, you see.
Is he making money?
Well, I don't know. If he is, he ain't making it with his taxi cab.
I understand that he is selling stock in that company. He wanted to sell me half interest in his company. Came in the office the other day, but I didn't have time to talk to him.
I don't like him. He came over to the office the other day telling me that Amos was a crook.
Where is this fellow Dixon from, Andy?
I don't know where he comes from, to tell you the truth, Mr. Taylor. They say, though, that he is from a lot of places.
I believe Amos introduced him to Ruby. He is a friend of Amos.
No, sir. No, sir. He is no friend of Amos. No, sir. I show you. I think that Amos was talking to Ruby when he happened to come along or something, and Amos introduced him because he had to do it, I guess, you see.
I know this fella Dixon has called Ruby several times, and I believe I heard her tell him not to call her anymore.
Yeah. Well, here he comes. Here he comes. Look here.
Hello there, Mr. Taylor.
Well, Amos, my boy, I'm glad to see you.
Well, Amos, you is out, you see.
Mr. Taylor, I hardly know what to say to you about this.
That's all right now, Amos. That's all right. Just don't talk about it.
No, brace up, Amos. You is all right.
I know that's easy to say, but I feel so bad about it, Mr. Taylor. I just want to tell you one thing, though. I give you my word of honor that I ain't done nothing.
We believe that, Amos, and we believe that you're innocent.
Yeah, you'll get out of this mess all right, Amos. You get out of it.
You is the one that rent my bail, ain't you, Mr. Taylor?
Yes, I've arranged for that, Amos. But that's all right. Just don't think any more about that.
We got a lawyer for you.
Mr. Taylor, I certainly do thank you for doing this for me. I don't know what in the world I'd have done if you hadn't been for you here to get me out of here.
Amos, I'm very glad to do it.
It certainly do feel good to be out in the air out of that jail. Let's get out in the street so I can get some fresh air, will you please?
How we get out of here, Mr. Taylor? Out this door right here. That's the way, yeah, that's right. Go ahead.
Yes, right through there, boys. I believe that's the way we came in.
Yeah.
Now, you boys go ahead out, and I'll meet you out in front. I want to speak to the death sergeant here before I leave.
All right, Mr. Taylor. We'll meet you out in front. Come on, Amos.
Come on, let's get out of here, Andy.
Through this door right here. Get on out there. I don't like it in here myself.
Mm-mm. Smell the fresh air. Ain't that nice?
Yes, sir.
Man, I'm so glad to get out of there, Andy. I was kind of embarrassed, though, Andy, you know it.
Well, what are you embarrassed about?
Well, I don't know how to thank Mr. Taylor for this. He done so much for me. I just feel like I'll never be able to pay him back as long as I live.
After you marry Ruby and start buying clothes for her and paying for her food, you'll be taking something off his hands then, all right.
I don't know if Ruby will want to marry me now, Andy.
Oh, she don't think nothing about this, Amos.
Andy, I say I didn't have nothing to do with that business that the man wrestled me for. I ain't had nothing to do with it.
Oh, I don't believe you had nothing to do with it either. The only thing is, kind of looks bad, that's all.
How much did Mr. Taylor have to put up to get over there?
I don't know, but he was over here 2-3 times. I think he had to go down to the bank and get some bonds or something. Wait a minute. Here he comes. Here he comes back.
Mr. Taylor, I don't know how to start to thank you for this.
Well, that's all right, Amos. I know just how you feel. Now, just forget about it.
I know, Mr. Taylor, but I feel embarrassed. You done so much for me. I just want you to believe, though, Mr. Taylor, that I ain't had nothing to do with this thing that you arrested me for.
Well, just try not to worry, Amos. Just try not to worry. That's perfectly all right.
I can't help but worry, though, Mr. Taylor. I just can't help it. I would rather go to jail if you thought that I had something to do with this here thing. I'd rather go to jail than be a free man than to have you and Ruby think that I'd done it.
Oh, Amos, Mr. Taylor don't think that. He don't think that.
No, Amos, I'm sure that everything will come out all right. Andy and the Kingfish have a lawyer for you. And if I can be of any other service to you, why, you let me know.
Thank you, Mr. Taylor. Thank you, sir.
Now, boys, I have an appointment. I'm going down this way, so I'll see you in the next day or two, Amos. And by the way, here's a note that Ruby asked me to give you.
Well, thank you, Mr. Taylor. Thank you 1,000 times. I'll see you later, Mr. Taylor.
So long, Mr. Taylor. So long, boys.
So long, Mr. Taylor. Thank you, sir.
See what's in the note, Amos.
Andy, this here's a mess, ain't it? I ain't done nothing, but everybody say that it looks bad for me, you know it.
Read the note there now. What's in that note?
You see here, please call me at once. I love you more than ever. Ruben. Ain't that sweet, Andy?
Braze up, Amos. Braze up, boy. Now, I'll with you.
Well, I don't know who that is. I hope ain't nothing else going wrong. Hello? This is Amos talking. Who? Earl Dixon. What are you doing calling me up? Well, I don't want to talk to you. You won't let me know what? That you gonna get me. But let me tell you something. If you ever call me a jailbird again or open your mouth about me, I gonna get you, you hear me? I'll knock you down again, you hear that? Well, all right, try to get me. I ain't bothering you. I don't want to talk to you. You just keep your big mouth off of me, that's all. Well, come on, get me then.
What's going on around here? What's going on around
well,
here?
Well, I'm telling you right now, Dixon, to keep your mouth off of me. And if you ever see me coming down the street again, one of us better get on the other side of the street, I tell you that much. And don't call me up no more. Now, that's enough.
That's the stuff. That's the stuff. Hang up on him. What'd he do? What's he talking about?
I didn't tell you what done happened, did it?
No, what done happened?
Well, I was coming down the street, and Earl Dixon walked over, and I didn't want to stop, but he made me stop, you see.
What'd he say to you?
He wanted to know what Ruby Taylor thought about me. And I said to him, I said, what you mean, what you think about me? And then he said to me, he said, what does you think about a jailbird?
He called you a jailbird, huh? What'd you do?
I hauled off and hit him in the jaw. That's what I done. I knocked him right down.
Good for you, Amos. I was glad to hear.
Now he called me up here, say he gonna get me. That's what he say on the telephone, you see.
That's what he's talking about on the phone, huh?
Yeah, he told me that he was gonna get me for what I done to him. I don't want to fight, boy, but I couldn't help but hit him in the jaw. I tell you that much.
Listen, Amos. Don't worry about that guy Earl Dixon. He gonna get his sooner or later.
If he jump on me when I ain't looking, I gonna get myself a rock or something and I knock his head off. That's what I gonna do with him.
If he come over here and starts messing with you, I'm gonna throw him out here myself. Because I don't like him none.
What did you find out, Andy?
Well, the Kingfish is on his way over here now with the lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
Be here in a few minutes, he says.
Who is the lawyer?
Some fella by the name of Wagner.
Is he gonna get me out of this here mess, Andy?
Well, the Kingfish say that he's a good lawyer.
Well, suppose the judge say that I was guilty, though. Well, what is he gonna do then?
Let him repeal.
Yeah, but what's gonna happen to me while he's peeling?
Well, you is out, ain't you?
Yeah, but I'm afraid I'm going back there. That was worrying.
Listen, Amos, we ain't gonna depend on the lawyer by ourselves. I'm going to work on the case, too, you know.
Well, I hope this young lawyer can do something for me. Mm.
The Kingfish say that he is one of the greatest lawyers down at the lodge.
Yeah, huh?
Yeah. They once before, the lodge was arrested for serving some strong beer or something.
What do you mean, strong beer?
Well, the Kingfish say that before he went into the lodge, they had some strong beer down there that was against the law. And the Prohibition officers come down and arrested him. And this lawyer, Wagner, got him out of it by proving to the governor that the beer got into place by mistake or something. I don't know, something like that.
Another thing, how much is this lawyer going to charge?
He got to have $50 before he starts.
He got to have $50, huh?
Yeah.
Where he going to get the $50?
He got the money. Don't worry about the 50. He already got it.
Well, where did he get it?
I don't know where he got it, Amos. What you worrying about? What difference do it make?
Well, you say he done been paid the money, huh?
I done told you that he got the $50, so don't argue about it.
Well, where did he get the money? Who done paid it? You ain't paid it, did you?
You know I ain't got no $50 to be paying nobody. You know that.
Well, tell me who paid him the $50, will you? Wait a minute.
Answer the telephone there now and shut up.
Hello? Oh, hello, Sylvester. How are you? I'm pretty good, thank you. Yeah, I'm glad to be out too, Sylvester. Oh, yeah, I guess everything will come out all right. I don't know, though. Well, I'm glad to hear you say that. I hope so. Don't forget to thank your mama for that chicken that she sent to me when I was in jail, will you? Tell her that I'll thank her the first time I get a chance to get by to see her, will you?
Tell his mama that I like chicken, too. I ain't got to be in jail to eat chicken. I could eat it anywhere.
Well, you tell her that I'll be by to see her in a day or two anyway, Sylvester. Well, I don't know. The trial ought to come up in the next few days, I guess.
Tell him that me and another lawyer is going to work on it.
Oh, yeah, I got a lawyer already.
Don't forget to tell him that I was going to work on it, too.
Yeah, I done see Ruby. Yeah, she was just as nice as she can be, Buster. She knows that I didn't do it. Well, all right, Sylvester. Thank you for calling. All right, I drop by the first chance I get. All right, Sylvester. Goodbye.
Sylvester is all right, ain't he?
Oh, Sylvester's a nice boy, Andy. You know it?
You know, he called me up 2 or 3 times every day while you was in jail, wanting to know how you were getting along.
Mm-hmm.
And wanting to know if it was anything that he could do for you.
Oh, he's a nice boy. Everybody's been just as nice about this as they could be.
Yes. There ain't but one thing wrong right now.
What's that?
We ain't making no money, and the police is holding the taxicab for Evelyn.
Yeah, they say they gotta hold the taxicab.
Well, why has they gotta hold the taxicab? We gotta make a living, ain't we?
Yeah, you see, though, them men that was robbing the store put them fur coats in the back of the taxi cab, so when the police come and see the fur coats in there, that's what made them think that I was robbing the place myself, you see.
Yeah.
So they got to hold the taxi cab till the trial come up. That's the way I guess it.
Well, can't we get a Happus Kappus or something and get that taxi cab so we can make some money?
I wish we could get it. I wish we could. We need some money already.
Here I is, flat broke, and we ain't taking in nothing.
Well, I done saved up a few dollars that I was saving for Reuben, saving trying to get married, you see. And if you're flat broke, I can let you have a few dollars so we can make some money.
Wait a minute. Here come the Kingfish and the lawyer. Here they come. Come in, Kingfish, come in.
Well, hello, Brother Amos, Brother Andy.
Hello, how is you?
Brother Andy, boys, I want you to meet one of the finest lawyers that we got in the lodge here. This is Brother Amos Jones. This is Lawyer Wagner.
I'm glad to meet you, Lawyer Wagner.
I'm glad to know you, sir.
And Lawyer Wagner, this is another one of our officers here, Brother Andrew Brown, Lawyer Wagner.
Yes, sir. I was pleased to make your acquaintance.
I'm glad to know you, Mr. Brown.
Sit down, Brother Wagner.
Sit right down here. We ain't got but one chair, Brother Wagner. The rest of us can sit on the box here or sit on the desk or something.
Yeah, I was a little short of chairs this week.
Well, Mr. Wagner here is, he ain't active in the lodge like he used to be, but a few years ago he used to be active in the Mystic Knights of the Sea. He is going to take a hold of the case here. So, Brother Wagner, you go right ahead and start with Amos.
Well, Mr. Jones, I'm here to help you.
Yes, I certainly am glad to hear you say that, because I'm going to need a lot of help in this here thing, Mr. Wagner.
Well, we're going to do everything we can for you. Now, Mr. Jones, how did you happen to get arrested and charged with robbery?
Well, I tell you, Mr. Wagner, it was like this. One night I got a phone call to bring the